Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Phew, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry. Terms and conditions apply. Gambleaware.org.
Here's your afternoon TMB Tech Minute for Wednesday, November 26th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Google's YouTube TV and Televisa Univision have signed a multi-year deal that will return the Spanish-language broadcaster's channels to YouTube TV's subscribers. Univision's channels had gone dark on YouTube TV at the end of September over a carriage dispute. During the weeks-long discussion, YouTube TV proposed cutting Televisa Univision from its basic offering of channels, instead offering it in a more expensive specialty tier. Televisa Univision called the move unfair and said it amounts to a Hispanic tax. YouTube TV said its viewership data doesn't support keeping the service in its most popular package of channels. Televisa Univision said the deal recognizes the essential role that its content plays in the daily lives of its viewers. Foxconn Technology has secured approval from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to invest an additional $569 million in Wisconsin to build AI infrastructure. Foxconn, the world's largest contract electronics maker, said the planned additional investment is aimed at meeting rising AI server demand from U.S. customers and strengthening domestic supply chains. The Taiwanese company said it has spent more than $2 billion in Wisconsin over the past several years and created around 1,500 jobs in server production. Finally, some stocks to watch today. Computer and software maker Dell raised its full-year guidance and forecast AI server shipments would more than double. Shares were up more than 6% Wednesday afternoon. Meanwhile, computer and printer maker HP plans to cut up to 10% of its workforce as it invests further in AI. Its annual adjusted per-share earnings guidance missed expectations. The stock fell more than 1%. Autodesk, the digital design software maker, raised its annual outlook. Shares rallied below 3%. And human resources software company Workday also hiked its annual forecast, but its shares dropped more than 8%. And that's it for your TMB Tech Minutes. A quick programming note, we'll be off the rest of the week for Thanksgiving, but we'll be back on Monday morning with another Quick Tech Update.